Yes?
Herb is here, Mr. Jag.
Oh, send him in.
Hiya, Milltown.
Now, when are we going over to see Mr. Blooper?
Oh, we'll go over and see Colonel Bloop in about half an hour.
I sure hope he goes for my new spot.
Sure he will, Herb. I mean, look, here's the thing with Colonel Bloop. He lives and breathes soap.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but those corny jokes of his.
So we just laugh it up, that's all.
Yeah, but sometimes he tells the same joke over later on. I mean, who...
I just, you know, I pretend I haven't heard it before and I laugh it up again.
Yeah.
It's a small price to pay, believe me.
Well, you sure got him pegged, all right, but I just wish he wouldn't try to change everything. He's got to feel that he's contributed something.
Yeah, but look, Herb, you wrote the spot, right?
Yeah.
You spent a month on it, research, surveys. We got miles of statistics to show him.
Right.
Then we sell it as is. No buts. Would you say Colonel Bloop? I mean, Mr. Blooper? This is it. And we don't change it.
Mr. Blooper is here, Mr. Jag.
Huh. Well, send him.
Wow. Hello there, Milltown. Up.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Mr. Blooper.
Boys, don't get up. Just stay on your knees.
Herb and I were just coming over to see you.
Ah, is that so? Well, it so happens that my papa happens to be in your building, boy, so... Well, I thought I'd run up two flagpoles with one salute. I told the barber, I says, give me one of those Madison Avenue haircuts. You know, trim it on the sides and take 15% off the top. Well, boys, let's hear the spot.
Oh, we got a real winner, Mr. Blooper.
You see, what we do, we trade on the line that's gotten so much good exposure. Blooper's soap is real good.
Which was great writing. Let's hear the spot.
Okay. Turntable is all warmed up and here we go.
Is real good.
What's real good?
Blooper's soap.
Well, Mr. Blooper, this is it.
Nope, that's not it.
It's not? Oh, well, then we'll change it.
Change it?
Milltown, you said...
Never mind what I said, Herb.
Yeah, but we put a lot of time in this spot. Surveys, research. We got miles of statistics.
Yeah, as a matter of bloop, Mr. Factor.
What's that?
We thought we checked the spot out pretty well, like Herb said, but...
Well, I mean, after all, Milltown, you know, why put a Murphy bed in a room with no walls?
Yeah, well, that's what I told Herb. What we did, we borrowed from the last half of the original line... Blooper's soap is real good.
Which was great writing. Pretty hard line to top.
And we sort of depended on people remembering the line as it was, while subconsciously adding Blooper's soap to the front end. And in that way, the minus and plus factor could be utilized. Well, Herb suggested.
Minus and plus factor, eh? Could be.
That's
what he told me.
Herb, will you play that minus and plus factor spot for Mr. Blooper?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Has this ever happened to you?
Raoul, do you love me?
Not particularly, Mabel.
Why not?
Because your hair is dull and lifeless and stringy, too.
So Mabel tried mange magic and listen.
Raoul, do you love me?
Not particularly, Mabel.
But I shampooed my hair with mange magic. Now my hair is glowing and alive.
Yeah, I noticed.
Then why don't you love me?
Because you're quite ugly and have very little money in your own right. Well, Mr. Blooper, like me to give you something like that?
Only if leprosy was second choice. Worst spot I ever heard.
Yeah, you're so right, Mr. Blooper. That's what I told Herb.
Jay, you approved the copy.
Forget it, Herb. It was just till you copped onto something better. It was test copy.
Test copy? It's been on the air for 2 weeks.
But only in a test area.
What do you mean? It's a national spot.
Herb, shut up.
Mr. Blooper, how about new eye appeal? You know, color? Different colored wrappers.
I wouldn't fool around with colors. I mean, after all, Milton, you know, in a supermarket display, the attractive brown and purple checkerboard wrapper on blooper soap is as much a guarantee of quality as oil on an electric iron.
Yeah.
Let's just relax here a minute. We're straining too much tension, you know, like a honeymoon in a greenhouse. See, Milton, did I ever tell you what a Madison Avenue haircut is?
No, I don't believe you ever did, Mr. Blooper.
Sure I did, when I first came in.
Oh, you did?
Say, how about playing the ingredients type spot for Mr. Blooper? You know, Mr. Blooper, what the soap is made of, what makes it better than other soaps? Yeah, let me just play this breakfast food spot for you. Say, kids, tuck in that napkin and grab a spoon. Then dig into a big heaping bowl of
wheat chaff!
Yes, wheat chaff. The new different dry cereal. Different because it's made exclusively of wheat chaff.
Now most cereal makers throw away the chaff. But we pick it up, wash it off a little, pack it in boxes, and rush it to your store.
Wheat chaff contains no food value.
Just fills you up temporarily to keep you quiet so Mom can get her work done. Won't spoil your supper. Say, young fella, how do you like the new wheat chaff?
I like it. I love it.
Nope. Sorry, boys, but you're trying to put socks on an octopus. I mean, blooper soap is real good, and that's it.
That's it.
Huh?
That's it. Blooper soap is real good, and that's it. That's the new spot, just the way Mr. Blooper said it.
Which was great writing. Blooper soap is real good, and that's it. I'll join SAG and do it myself. Knock it off in one take. Because I'm familiar with the product. How does that residual thing work?